Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to All of It on WNYC. Welcome back. Yesterday on All of It, we featured music from Zoe Randall and Steve Hassett, who together formed the Australian indie folk band Luluk. They joined Jenna Flanagan, who hosted the show in my place yesterday. Thanks, Jenna, for a chat and a performance in our studio. Luluk played one song off their debut album, Dear Hamlin, and another off their newest album, Sculptor. They'd planned to play a third song called Me and Jasper yesterday, but we ran out of time, so we want to bring that to you now. Luluk is set to kick off a U.S. tour. Tickets for that officially go on sale today. Here's Luluk performing Me and Jasper.
We go walking and we don't care who might see us there or what they'll say. They do it anyway. We tie our boot studs round our lace-ups. These feet need reinforcements, standing up to all this boredom. And what people do with nothing better to do, what they'll say, got nothing better to say. And what people think when they don't know anything, but act like they do, make it up, say it's true. We spray our hair into submission, upright to attention, marching to no orders. Imagination has no borders. We're lucky that, and what we could do with nothing better to do. Whatever we say, they don't listen anyway. And what we could think, well, let it be our own thing, let it be something different than the way it is here. Ooh, 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 ooh. Whatever we say, would you listen anyway? And what we could think, well, let it be our own thing, let it be something different. Please let it be something different than just shallow thinking and bitching, twisted stuff you're believing, words and time that you're wasting.
That was Luluk. It's Friday. On Fridays, we welcome WNYC's business and culture editor Charlie Herman to the show to run down his picks for cultural activities, shows, exhibitions, and more that you should check out. Hi, Charlie. I think this is an and more.
And more. Hello.
The Shed is an and more.
Well, that is the first one we're going to talk about here, which is The Shed. This is officially opening today. It is this building that is in Hudson Yards, which I'm sure you've heard has not been necessarily well received by a lot of critics who have been critical of the glass towers and the high-end shopping mall and the $150 million vessel, copper stairway to nowhere. My favorite my favorite description of it is the golden shawarma. So The Shed is at the south end of Hudson Yards. It's on 30th Street between 10th and 11th, and it's this nearly $500 million nonprofit art center that was really kicked off by Mayor Bloomberg back when he was mayor about 10 years ago, and which is remarkable because this is right around the time of the financial crisis. Mm-hmm. And to say we're going to commit to building a big cultural institution, culture oftentimes is not one that gets a lot of attention during Recessions. Mm-hmm. So in any case, this was designed by the firm Diller, Scofidio, and Renfro and the Rockwell Group and DSR, as they're known, the first part, two partners there. They also were the co-designers for the High Line around there, and they also are the people behind the current renovations at MoMA. So this particular building, it is 8 floors. There's over 200,000 square feet, and they're describing it as a multidisciplinary art space. So you have 2 levels of gallery space. You have an adaptable theater that can have up to 500 seats, or they can break it into 2 smaller theaters. There's also a rehearsal space, something they call the Creative Lab for local artists who can work on new works. There's an event space. And most of all, there's this really, I have to say, it's really pretty impressive, this enormous performance space of what they call the McCourt, because there is this open plaza next to the shed, and you may have seen this, there's this movable top of the building that literally slides out and covers the plaza, and then what you end up having there is this enormous performance space where you can have anywhere from 1,200 people seated to up to 3,000 people in this space. This is the big, giant, puffy part of the shed, if you have, you know, been around Hudson Yards, and I just want to give you some of the quotes. Some of the descriptions of it, dry cleaning bag, an airplane hanger wrapped in a down comforter, and that it is the shed itself is a box with bubble wrap around it. But it's actually very cool. It is this material that is very, very thin, and it has the properties of glass, the thermal properties of glass, but it is much, much lighter, which is what allows this
movement
back and forth. It's literally on these gantries. They have these enormous 6-foot wheels, and it's powered by basically a Prius, the engine of a Prius that basically pushes it out and it creates the space. And when they're not using the space, it rolls back in, and then you have this enormous plaza there. So it's a very impressive space, and the media was invited earlier this week to come take a look at it, and I was fortunate enough to be there, and we got a sample of what's coming up. There were, you know, talks by the artistic director, Alex Poots. There was the architect. You also had conversations from the chief civic program officer. There were some open rehearsals. There were demonstrations of what was going to be coming. I will say it was a little bit of a rough opening. You know, one of the escalators wasn't working. There was only one elevator that I saw working. It was sort of like being invited to someone's new home that they've just built, and there's still a punch list. There were still contractors running around. But I will say that, you know, look, they're trying to finish this and get this ready, and it was impressive, these 8 floors. I think what you really have to see is, what is the shed going to be?
Who is it for? That's what everyone wants to know. Who is this for?
It is this multidisciplinary space, and as I was walking around, I kept asking, okay, so it feels a bit of a mashup. Is it a gallery? Is it a theater? And I think it's too early to tell, really, but it's really going to depend on 2 very specific things. What is the programming going to be for the shed, and what will it mean for New Yorkers? So on the programming front, it has a lot of promise. There are original works. There are commissions. What opens the shed is not a big, giant, fancy gala. It's this thing called the Soundtrack of America. It is a 5-night concert that was conceived and directed by Steve McQueen of 12 Years a Slave. And he's working with people like Quincy Jones. And it will be the history of African-American music on contemporary culture in the United States from the arrival of the first Africans to this place that we call the United States in 1619 all the way to present day. So that is a really interesting event that's going to be happening tonight and over the next 5 days. And then there will also be a live performance installation with music by Arvo Pärt and the artist Gerhard Richter. And then there's also a commission from the shed that pairs Gerhard Richter with Steve Reich. And here's a sample of some of that music. That in that very mm-hmm. much of that Steve Reich mode of work that he creates. There's a commission that features Renee Fleming and Bidden Wishaw. There is going to be a future performance from Bjork. There'll be a Kung Fu musical with music by Sia. I mean, there's a lot of interesting things that are happening, but one of the questions is it site-specific? Does it move to other places, or is it created just for there? What is the kind of culture that will be created? Do people feel like, I need to go and see it? And then that goes to the question about New Yorkers. Will they come there. The message that the Shed leadership is really promoting is this is about New Yorkers. We want them to come. There will be up to 10% of tickets throughout the show. I mean, throughout the programming will be made available for $10 to lower income individuals. They're really trying to push to make sure that the building is accessible.
That's one of the big criticisms of the whole area is, this is so expensive. Here's another handbag I can buy for $10,000.
Well, they have commissioned 52 New York-based emerging artists who have received funding and support to work at the Shed and create a new work of art, and there will be a free show of their work. So they're trying to create this space and really make this about New Yorkers. So it is a really interesting, exciting opening, and we'll have to see how it works out.
The description of it was hilarious.
So the other big thing,
let's move on.
All right, really quickly, we have the Onassis Festival. Democracy is coming. This is in partnership with the Onassis USA, which is connected to that Onassis and the Public Theater. It's going to be a whole series of festival over several days, examining democracy, threats to democracy. You know, what is democracy? How do we participate in it? There will be plays. There will be a day of democracy on April 14th, where they're looking at the history of democracy, the future of democracy, democracy in a digital age. A lot of well-known people will be there, like Felicia Rashad, Andre Holland, Diana O, Susan Laurie Parks. Even the architect for the Shed will be there. So there'll be a new play called Socrates. Just a lot of interesting stuff going there. And really the idea of, like, we are part of democracy, just like we're part of theater. Let's bring it together and talk and be one.
And we're actually going to have some more about the Onassis Festival next week.
There you go.
So that was a lovely preview. Charlie Herman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to WNYC and to all of it. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.